Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give to your servants what is right and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. So then there were in the early churches slaves and also masters, all baptized. And so there was a tendency for those who were the masters to maybe misuse their servants who were Christians, thinking, oh, well, they're a Christian. I can not be completely just with them. And that's quite wrong, of course. It just shows that in the early church, there were all kinds of different people. There were masters and slaves, etc. And they were all supposed to be bound together with this incredible unity, which really is possible for Jesus, for those who are in Jesus. And that, Jesus said in John 17, is to be the greatest witness that there is to the whole world. Keep on praying and really be watchful in prayer. And also pray for us that God would open unto us a door of opportunity so that we can speak the gospel of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, in chains. So he's asking God to give him opportunities to preach, and he even asks those in Colossae to pray that he has opportunities to preach. Now, we can do the same. Ask God every day for the opportunities for meetings with people to whom you can preach. And he says that, please do this so that I may make the mystery or the gospel of Christ known as I ought to. So like us, he feels that he doesn't witness to others as he ought to. This is Paul saying this. You see his humility here. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming or buying up the time, buying up the opportunities. Don't waste your lives. Don't let time just slip through your fingers like sand in an hourglass. Because if you do that, you are the ones who ultimately are wasting your life. And the world is full of people who are wasting their life. Let your speech always have grace with it, with salt added to it, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Or my situation, Tychicus will tell you about, who's a beloved brother and a faithful servant in the Lord. And I've sent him unto you for this purpose, that he might know your situation and comfort you. And with him I've sent Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who's one of you. They shall tell you all things that are going on here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, who is the sister's son to Barnabas. And about him you receive commandments. If he comes to you, receive him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, that is, they were Jews. These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, who have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, greets you, always working so hard for you in his prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So, perhaps in prison, he had seen these people working hard in prayer for those in Colossae. He had seen the efforts made to keep awake so that they could have more time to pray. This is a real challenge to those who spend their lives on their careers, on their getting up to have a good life, on their hobbies, on their passions, on all the little things going on in life. And Paul is seeing men who are believers making a special effort to spend as much time as they could to labour in prayer for others. So it's a great challenge to, as he says, redeem the time, buy up the opportunities, to use it all for the service of Jesus. For I bear him record, that this is Epaphras, that he has a great zeal for you, and for those who are in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved doctor, and Demas greet you. Salute the brothers who are in Laodicea and Nymphas and the church which is in his house. And when this letter is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you also read the letter from Laodicea. Until Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you've received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. So Archippus had been given a ministry, as we all have, and Paul is urging him, be careful that you fulfill it. Now Ephesians 2 says, there were good works prepared for each of us before the foundation of the world. God has hopes for us and intentions for us of what we must do for him. We need to go out and do that for him, and not for ourselves.